It's time for some high school hoops. Join broadcasters Dan Morrow, Pete Wilson, and Randy Heath coming up next as they bring you play-by-play action of Jackson basketball games. Coverage of Iron Men and Iron Ladies basketball is brought to you by A&A Truck Stop, Belicio Foods, Call Auto Sales, Callahan Hardware and Flooring, McDonald's of Jackson, The Filling Station and Quick Stop Marathon, Four Winds Community, Webb's Heating and Cooling, West Banco, and Family Dental Center of Jackson with Drs. Browers and Crabtree. Coverage is also brought to you by General Mills Totino's, the Virgil Lee Hamilton Nationwide Insurance Agency, Irwin's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Monroe Collision, Best One Tire and Service, Tokyo Steakhouse, Jackson Express, your local Sears Hometown Store, Cable Channel 15, and Osborne Equipment. And now it's time for Dan, Pete, and Randy. Go Jackson!
They have came from the north in droves, and they flooded the Jackson High School gymnasium. Who are we talking about? The dedicated fans of the Vinton County Vikings, who have watched their team establish a 14-1 record and a reputation as one of Southeastern Ohio's finest for 2016-2017. And the question is, can the Jackson Ironmen slow down the express that is the Vinton County Vikings? Good evening, everybody, along with Pete Wilson and Dan Morrow. This is Randy Heath. We welcome you to tonight's game between the Jackson Ironmen and the Vinton County Vikings, where tonight Vinton County enters with a sparkling 14-1 record, and the Jackson Ironmen enter with a record of 8 wins and 9 losses. But one of the amazing comparisons of this team is that just a couple weeks ago on a Tuesday night, Jackson went to Alexander, won in overtime, and just 3 nights later, those very same Spartans stunned these Vinton County Vikings by a score of 73-71 for their only setback. But make no doubt about it, this is an outstanding team that is led by an outstanding coach in Matt Combs.
Matt Combs, in his 17th year, Randy, at Vinton County, 17 years of excellence. They have just been the dominant figure in the Tri-Valley League year in, year out. There have been others to come and go. Athens Bulldogs have had some runs. There have been some great matchups with them and a few different teams. But Matt Combs has established a program there that everyone in that county is very, very proud of. We just talked on our last broadcast about Blaine Maddox at Warren and how the program he has set up from top to bottom. This is a very similar situation where basketball is king at Vinton County, rightly so.
And, of course, the Jackson Ironmen like to keep a lower scoring game, and Vinton County wants to flood that basket.
Well, you talked about the matchup with Alexander, in which the Ironmen came away with an overtime victory there. And Vinton County, that is their one loss. But you know what? That's the only loss that's kept them from maybe a perfect record and maybe a chance at a 22-0 year. They have not had many very close basketball games. That was a tough night for them. They didn't play well, though. Grant admitted Alexander shot the lights out, nearly shot 70% as a team. Oh. But that was a huge, huge win for Vinton County. Pete Wilson, tonight we are seeing one of the Southeastern District's best coaches, best program, but also one of their best individual players also.
Well, you're right. We've talked about him before. Number 14, Tristan Barto. I believe he's a 3-year starter at guard. Vinton County, guard heavy this year. They'll usually start 4 guards out there, and they're all good. You put them out there together, as well as they play together, the overall depth of the team. Of course, the stability of a coaching program under Matt Combs. And what you have is one of the finest teams in Southeastern Ohio right now. A lot of folks, Dan, think this is the best Vinton County team to come through all those Combs teams. And if they are, if they prove to be, that is certainly saying something. And the Ironmen, of course, coming off an 11-day hiatus. And I guess you could say they should be well-rested, but maybe that's a little bit more rest than you want.
Well, it probably is at this time of year, but Coach Morrow brings an 8-9 team in here, and one thing he could do this year, he can judge the very best teams in the Southeastern District because he has played them all. This will be the second time go-round with Vinton County. He has played Warren. He has played Logan. He's played Uniota, Wheelersburg, very out strong schedule, but, and I have seen all of them too, this is the best team I've seen so far this season, and rightly so. When you can have two good guards on a high school team, you can be very strong. When you have three, you're outstanding. They actually have four very solid people that can play the guard position, and that was, and that along with their depth makes Benton County very special.
Right, and of course they have a young man named Bryce Dameron. Certainly not a guard, but he's a difference maker too. He's 6 foot eight, big kid as well, not just tall but very bulky, and he may not score a lot of points necessarily, but with that size and bulk, he just clogs up the middle on defense, and of course the offense can run through him as well, and he's not going to have very many players that he's got to look eye to eye to this year, and when they can throw him in there too, that just makes them all the better.
Pete Wilson, history is being made tonight. Tell us, this is the first time we are streaming, and you have got the information there, I know, on your phone as you're looking for it. Benton County has been streaming their broadcast the last couple games I know of, but tonight's the first time ever there's been a Jackson broadcast that people actually can pick up on the internet.
Right, exactly, and we have our buddy Bruce Knox up in MacArthur to thank for us. Of course, Bruce, excellent sports fan, a renaissance man in many ways, and he's ahead of the curve on what is called streaming, which is not an unusual thing. That is basically running your radio station through the internet. Obviously widens your audience to around the world, and thanks to his cooperation, the radio has been able to stream some of the Benton County games, most recent games, and with Benton County down here at Jackson this year, he is facilitating from his home tonight, and this game is on the internet. You can access it at dbkmedia.com. That is the website address, and anywhere you are in the world, if you can get on the worldwide internet, you can hear the Benton County Jackson game, and we do thank Bruce Knox. I know that is the intention in the future, to try to be able to stream all these sports events.
Great. That's a great improvement. Hopefully they can make that work out. Well, it is the 14-1 Benton County Vikings tonight down here at Jackson High School, taking on the 8-9 Jackson Ironmen. We are going to take a timeout and be back with the pregame, more pregame activities and the tip jump here in just 2 minutes.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
Osborne Equipment Service.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Osborne Equipment Service?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with service for trucks, trailers, buses, and RVs, and we're family owned and operated. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
Your diesel specialist since 1979. Osborne Equipment Service in Jackson, Ohio. Call 800-937-3501.
Ready for the snow and cold this winter season? Hi, this is Jeff from Callahan Hardware, reminding you that we have everything you need to help you fight off old man winter. We carry ice melt, snow shovels, heaters, including electric, kerosene, and vent-free gas. And for those frozen water pipes, we have heat tape and heat lamps, pipe insulation, and all the pipe fittings you need to get that water running again. We also carry 100% hardwood pellets for your pellet stove. We are located at 720 Veterans Drive, Jackson. Call us at 286-1001. Callahan Hardware, serving you since 1902.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order of breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
You are listening to the home of Jackson Ironman High School Sports.
WKOV-FM 96.7.
Oak Hill, Jackson, Wellston, and MacArthur.
Best crowd of the year tonight here at Jackson High School Gymnasium as Vinton County brought everybody out of MacArthur down here. They have filled up the visiting side. Excellent crowd on the Jackson side. The atmosphere here, outstanding. The 4-1 Vikings starting lineup will be the four-guard lineup of 5'10" junior Jake Speakman, 6-foot senior Derek Jones, 5'10" senior Tristan Bartow, 6'3" junior Naylon Yates, and the 6'8" junior Bryce Dameron. For the Jackson Ironmen, we will have starting in there at 6-foot junior Peyton Speakman, averaging right at 11.5 points per game. 6'1" junior Carson Spahn, another Jackson player in double figures, averaging right at 10.5 points per game. And a 6-foot tall senior, Bryce Hall, averaging 7.6 points per game. Other junior in there starting will be a 6-foot junior, Kendall Neal, averaging right about 2.3 points per game. And the lone sophomore starter, Cooper Donaldson, at 6'2", averaging 11.5 points per game. Vinton County has broke their huddle with Coach Matt Combs. They are out in the center jump circle. The Ironmen are still huddled up getting their last motivational speech there. It's amongst the players. They'll break here in a second. Huge crowd on hand. We want to be glad the pep band is here to join us tonight. The atmosphere here is electric. Both teams now are out to the center jump circle, and voice of the Jackson Ironmen, Mr. Randy Heath, it doesn't get much more exciting than this.
No, it doesn't. Another great non-league atmosphere here at Jackson High School. When you consider next year there'll be 10 league games to go with these kind of atmospheres, it's certainly something to look forward to. Cooper Donaldson up against Bryce Dameron. Dameron is 6'8", easily wins the tip, and the Vikings from just outside of MacArthur has a basketball.
Jackson opens up man-to-man defense.
In the backcourt with it is Yates. Gets it over to Tristan Bartow. Inside to Dameron, goes up strong and scores.
Nice give and go. They gave it to Dameron, sliding down the lane, and used that nice touch for a big man. Has very good touch in there. Got the ball to bounce off the rim and go in.
Matt Combs, well over 250 victories in his illustrious career at Vinton County, where he's put the Vikings on the basketball map. Here is Carson Spahn. Gets it to Peyton Speakman. The Ironmen will have to be zeroing in from outside, especially with big Bryce Dameron in the middle of what appears to be man-to-man, but Bryce Hall hits the 15-footer.
Down the middle range there, but Dameron standing into the paint, so Bryce was able to knock down that 15-footer, tied the score at 2-2.
Here's the ball over to Jones, drives, he's fouled, and he doesn't score. He's fouled by Carson Spahn.
You know, Vinton County played very, very well against the Ironmen when we were up at Vinton County, but one of the players, Derek Jones, had a very quiet game that night. He is truly an outstanding player in districts over at Athens. He had one of the outstanding games I remember as a junior last year. He is a very capable player.
Derek Jones hits the first free throw. A Vinton County team that is the defending district champion in Division II. They have won two Division II titles.
17-4 last season and brought most of that nucleus back.
They have lost in the regional semifinals twice. And in each case, the team that defeated them went on to win the state Division II title. With Chillicothe and John Glenn.
John Glenn last year. Boy, they were both outstanding teams.
Bad draw in the regional.
Well, you usually get those in the regional.
Yes, you do. Here is Peyton Speakman. Gets it to Cooper Donaldson. His three is too long. Great rebound by Bryce Hall. Then it's batted away and picked up by Derek Jones. He gets it to Speakman. Speakman down to Bartow. Bartow back to Jones. Jones, cross-court pass, finally back to Yates. And his three-pointer is good.
That young man just keeps getting better. Naylon Yates, his game has lifted so high. That time he had a hand right in the face and buried the three.
6-2. Quick shot by Carson Spahn is no good, but they say it went off the hands of a Jack. No, a Vinton
went
County
off Vinton
Viking.
County. It came off Vinton County hard and into the sideline.
And all three of the officials are looking at each other, and now they're saying it is going to be
I think the officials had the right call, just nobody gave a real demonstrative signal on it, and there was some confusion.
Here's the ball inbounds, and finally picked up. They get it to Kendall Neal. Neal to Carson Spahn. Gets it to Speakman. Speakman still dribbling out front, and foul.
Payton trying to penetrate into the post. The problem that when that happens is Bryce Dameron is pretty much playing a one-man zone with four men playing pressure defense. He is a big rim protector in there for the Vikings.
Here is Bryce Hall wants to challenge him, and Dameron blocks it. Picked up by Peyton Speakman, knocked away by Yates, picked up by Hall. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound by Cooper Donaldson, fakes once, gets it back out to Peyton Speakman.
Cameron gets a block in there. He makes the Ironman conscious. They kick it out a little bit. Sometimes you just got to keep taking it to the rim.
And there's Speakman on the baseline. Got it.
Nice square up baseline jump shot by Peyton Speakman. It is 6-4. Steal by Bryce Hall on the defensive end. The Ironman have a chance to tie this contest up.
Here is Cooper Donaldson in the backcourt. Gets it over to Peyton Speakman. NBA three is too long. Ball takes the long rebound out to Tristan Bartow. And drive, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will go to the Jackson Ironman.
Bartow's such a generous player. We talk about him. Obviously, one of the potential player of the years of the whole Southeastern District. He and Griffin Luce, pretty much everybody's premier guard choices on there. But he does so much, Pete Wilson. His passing, his defense, his driving ability. Plus, he has a very sweet outside shot.
Bartow can score from any way, anywhere on the court, seemingly. And, of course, he also obviously sees the court very well. When you have that many guards who dribble the ball well, it creates so many offensive opportunities across the board, and they have about everybody on that court seems to be able to score when they have the chance.
Here's the ball to Speakman, gets it to Neal. Neal back to Cooper Donaldson. Donaldson makes the move. Baseline jumper's too strong. Tipped by McCoy, but picked out of the air by Jones. Lead pass to Nalen Yates, who drives it up and in.
Boy, transition basketball, and Benton County takes such advantage of it there. They got the long rebound. The next thing you know, one pass to Yates, and he lays it in. 8-4, Vikings with the lead midway through the first quarter.
In the backcourt with Spahn. Spahn gets it up, no good. Or Donaldson, no good. Rebound by Yates. Out ahead to Bartow. Lays it up and in. And that'll call for a timeout for Jackson. 10-4, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
There's a unique rehabilitation program in Jackson, Fast Track Rehab. This program features a full-time team of dedicated therapists and staff whose only goal is to get the patient home and back to their life fast. Whether it's a few days or a few weeks of rehab, the Fast Track Rehab team tailors the program to meet the needs of each individual patient. Fast Track Rehab is about getting you back to the things you love, and Fast Track Rehab is only available at Four Winds Community.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
Quick timeout by Coach Max Morrow. He finds his Ironman down by a score of 10-4. The Ironman, when they have a turnover, Vinton County is able to use transition basketball to convert those into pretty easy layups. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Carson Spahn with the basketball for the Ironman as he dribbles across midcourt. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Spahn on the wing over to Speakman. Speakman drives down the left to the baseline. Guarded closely by Bartow. Back out to Spahn. Spahn tries to set the Ironman up offensively. Josh Byers with the basketball on the left wing. Drives into the lane. Kicks over to McCoy. McCoy goes down the lane. His shot's up. Blocked, I think, by Speakman. Speakman with the rebound. The long pass to Yates. Yates goes up with it, and the shot is good. Once again, a Jackson miss turns into a transition layup for the Vikings. 12-4, your Viking lead. Yates with a quick 7 of those 12 points. Spahn double-teamed on the right wing. Ball is taken away by Benton County. They push it down the floor. Speakman with the ball to Jones. Jones to Triskin. He throws it out to Yates. Yates' jump shot's no good. Rebound by Cooper Donaldson. Jackson down 12-4. They push it up to Spahn on the right wing. They get it over to Speakman. Speakman squares up against Bartow. His shot's up, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Eli Griffith, the 6'3 sophomore who is in the contest for their big man Dameron. Jackson basketball underneath their own bucket. Nevin Yates reports in. He's the brother of Naylon. He is a sophomore, 5'11". Speakman with the basketball. You back with his voice?
I'm back with you. Josh Byers now in the game for Jackson. Here is Carson Spahn trying to drive and throws the ball out of bounds, but it's being deflected by Vinton County. At the end of the third quarter, it is Oak Hill 31, Wheelersburg 30.
Big, big game. The undefeated Oak Hill Oaks. Probably their toughest game maybe on the schedule when you're playing at Wheelersburg. I think that's a 10-4 Wheelersburg team. Oak Hill gets a win there. They've just about secured a league championship.
A Wheelersburg team that Jackson had to play incredibly well to beat here. There's the ball stolen away. It's Naylon Yates, but he loses the ball. Picked up by Josh Byers to Cooper Donaldson.
Nice bounce pass by Cooper Donaldson to Josh Byers. He lays it in, and he's fouled, and the Ironmen have a nice turnover there. Pick up the turnover about midcourt, and their transition basket gets the Ironmen back within six.
Well, we talked about Vinton County's transition play. Of course, a lot of that is that first pass after a rebound or a steal. They have, of their six baskets, five of them are assisted, and I think it would safe to be say that three of them are in transition.
Byers with the miss. Jackson finds himself down 12-6. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
In the backcourt with it is Speakman drives. Nice drive for two.
Speakman, kind of the unsung guard there, gives him four outstanding guards, but he is a young man who's a junior that can really play. Peyton Speakman, nice pull up from about 17 feet. Buries that one. 14-8, your Vinton County lead.
And we can tell you that Wellston's leading Nelsonville York 33-20 with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. So all Jackson County teams in action tonight. And there's Peyton Speakman, no good. And of course, all of Vinton County's here. 14-8 is our score.
The last person out of MacArthur, I hope, turned the light out. 1:21 to go here in the first quarter, 14-8. Vinton County with the basketball.
In the backcourt with it is the Vikings. They get inside to Derek Jones, who goes up strong and scores. He now has three. Here's the ball over to Spires. Spires on the wing on the right side. Wants to drive, and a foul, I believe, on Derek Jones, going to be called for blocking.
Third team foul for the Vikings. Beat Jackson basketball underneath their basket. 16-8, your Viking lead.
Well, Spires got cut off there, but he did draw the foul. Sometimes you just have to, you know, be the aggressor against this Vinton County team, or they'll push you back and steal the ball, and Spires at least did get the foul there, trying to drive the baseline.
Inbounds pass to the Ironmen. They get it to Peyton Speakman. Peyton Speakman still dribbling in the backcourt. Speakman wants to drive. Has it blocked away by Eli Griffith, and there's going to be a foul, I believe, on the Ironmen.
Talk about the size they have when Bryce Dameron is in the contest for Vinton County, but they actually come right back in with Bo McIntyre can come off the bench at 6'2". Eli Griffith, he was starting earlier in the year at 6'3". They've got good size all the way around and excellent depth in this Vinton County program. See if Vinton County will hold for the final shot. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
And when you want to talk about depth in the future, in all the years, Dan and Pete, that we've sat here and watched a game, I don't know whether we've ever seen a better junior varsity game than we saw tonight.
It was a good one.
Here down the corner is Montgomery. Just 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Gets it back to Jones, and he travels.
2 seconds left. Jackson with the basketball, down 16-8.
Good defense there by Jackson in the corner. Trapped Jones. He didn't have anywhere to go. Tried to force a shot and shuffled his feet.
Inbounds to Blake McCoy. The three is short. End of the first period. It's a good one. 16-8, Benton County leads. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. One of the most important things you can do for your family is one of the most difficult to think about. Pre-planning your final arrangements comforts your family with peace of mind, knowing you made all the necessary decisions in advance. Call the professionals at R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 740-384-5755 or visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston. We're a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
We're back here one quarter in the books. Pete Wilson, anything jump out at you? The Ironmen find themselves down by a score of 16-8.
Okay, well, in that first quarter, Benton County taking advantage of their shooting ability and scoring some fairly easy ones in transition, hit 7 out of 9. Ironman, on the other hand, got off some shots and some decent ones, but only hit 4 out of 15. That's the big difference here in this 16-8 game. The Vikings also have a 7-4 edge in rebounding. Turnovers about even. Vinton County actually has more than Jackson, 4-3.
In the backcourt with it is Bryce Hall, and there's the ball knocked away by Vinton County. It's picked up by the Vikings. Driving is Montgomery, and oh, what a block by Blake McCoy. Out of bounds, it'll go to the Vikings.
You see him catch up ground there. So athletic, Blake McCoy. Very determined young man, was able to catch up ground on the transition basket and go up and block that shot out of bounds to save a sure two. Dameron reports back in the contest. He will replace Eli Griffith.
Inbounds pass by Yates to Bartow. Bartow gets it over to Nevin Yates now in the game. To Nalen Yates underneath the Bryce Dameron. Great play.
Little post-to-post passing there, and they find the big man open inside. Easy lay-in, 18-8, your Benton County lead.
In the backcourt with it is Carson Spahn over to Josh Spires. Spires down the corner. Oh, swinging around down the corner to Carson Spahn. Spahn almost fouled. Cross-court pass to Spires. Down to Blake McCoy. What a pretty drive for two.
Boy, and Blake used that left hand to split two defenders there to lay it in. Gets the Ironman back within eight. Caleb Montgomery with the ball in the corner for the Vikings. A lot of pressure there by Jackson.
It's Nalen Yates with it. He wants to drive on Cooper Donaldson, but he's cut off. And a spin move by Bartow. That's going to be called for traveling.
That's when you're so good that you can make that move, but you were so good that you get caught for the travel on there. What a pretty move by Bartow, but they call the travel. 6:28 to go in this first half. Ironman down 18-10, hanging in there, but as Pete said, a couple transition layups off the good defense by Benton County. That's the difference in this contest.
Nothing like each team having a number four and their last name is Speakman. Gets it to Kendall Neal. Neal wants to drive into the lane, wants to go up on Dameron. Oh, and he put it up and in.
What a play by the junior, Kendall Neal. Took it right at the big man and kind of a half hook up off the glass and gets the Ironman back within six.
That's the first points of the game for Kendall Neal. It was 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. It's 18-12 now. The Vikings by six. Long cross court pass to Speakman of Benton County. He gets it to Nalen Yates. His three is going to be short, and Blake McCoy high for the rebound.
Watching Kendall Neal there to get a good job of screening out Bryce Dameron, who takes up a lot of space in that paint.
Might want to, as Kendall Neal has it, down the corner, drives, second to baseline. They finally get Carson Spahn. He pulls up from 15, drops it home.
Nice job by Jackson fighting their way back in this contest. Quick timeout by Coach Combs.
Timeout. It's 18-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Make your New Year's resolution to drive around in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Check out the rugged new 2017 Jeep Cherokee with a huge $3,500 in rebates plus an additional $500 of Chrysler Capital Cash. It could just be the best New Year's resolution ever. Driving away in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
We are back at Jackson High School, and Pete Wilson, Dan Moore, and myself had plans tomorrow night, but they've been scuttled. The Jackson Iron Lays game with Fairland has been postponed. Don't know if there'll be a makeup date on it, but postponed for now. Pete Wilson, any staff?
Well, The Vinton County Vikings have Yates with 7 points. He leads them. The Ironman's points have been spread around a little bit. Nobody with more than four.
Here is Speakman driving, and I think he's going to be fouled on the floor.
So the Ironman were all in the midst of a 6-0 run to get this contest back to 18-14. Coach Combs takes a timeout. Vinton County will now take it out on their baseline. Each team with three team fouls.
5:12 to go here in the second half. In the first half, pardon me, second quarter. Here's Bartow. Bartow been limited to 2 points in this contest, but he has the ball now. They get it to Nalen Yates. Back to Derrick Jones. He took about three steps, nothing called, and then he's called for a foul.
I was going to say that he did the Euro jump in there, and they did not catch that one, but got the second turnover. And the Ironmen are doing what they have to do in a contest with a team like this is keep the score low.
They don't call LeBron or Durant for that. So
these guys don't referee those games either.
Oh, that could be true. Here's Cooper Donaldson. Gets it over to Carson Spahn. Almost stalked away. Eludes his defender. Top of the key. Over on the right side to Matt Humphreys now in the game for the Ironmen. To Peyton Speakman, 4:35 to go. To Cooper Donaldson. Kendall Neal to Matt Humphreys. His 15-footer short ball loose on the floor goes out of bounds, and they say it'll stay with the Ironmen.
Really good hustle there by Peyton Speakman, digging after that ball on the floor, and it gets knocked off one of the Viking players. It'll be Jackson basketball.
Jackson won the junior varsity game in overtime and also won the freshman game.
Big night of basketball here at the Jackson High School Gymnasium. That junior varsity game was really a dandy, an overtime win by the Jackson JVs.
Back and forth all night long. Jackson JVs are now 14-4. Vinton County 10-6. Long three, no good. And Blake McCoy is going to be called for a foul, rising up above players who are about 6 inches taller than him and knocking it away.
Blake's a great leaper, got up there in the air, but they call him for a foul, trying to bat that ball out. Fourth team foul on the Ironman. Blake's first, 18-14, your Viking lead. We're midway through the second quarter. Vinton County
with the
basketball.
Once again, two games along further than we are. Oak Hill leading Wheelersburg 31-30 at the end of the third quarter, and Wellston ahead of Nelsonville York this evening in the third quarter. And, of course, we'll be back with you 1 week from tonight when the Wellston Golden Rockets come to Jackson as Derrick Jones shoots out of the corner and hits a three.
So lethal. Derrick Jones, the senior, he is a dead eye that time right in front of the water cooler in front of the Jackson bench. Buries that three, gives him the 21-14 lead, his fourth, fifth, and sixth point in the contest.
Here is Carson Spahn. Spahn in the backcourt with it, now draws out the between the circles, looks left, looks right, dribbles left, gives it over to Cooper Donaldson, stutter steps, over to Bryce Hall. He said certainly one of the biggest crowds of the season. There's a shot that was short by Bryce Hall. That might have been partially tipped, and all loaned out the other end is Dalen Yates, and he lays it up and in.
Boy, a quick timeout by Coach Morrow. Those transition defensive turnover buckets basically have been the difference in this contest.
We'll be back in 30 seconds.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be. And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
3 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the first half. It was a 6-0 run by the Ironman, forcing Coach Matt Combs to take a timeout. A quick 5-0 run by the Vikings to make Coach Morrow take his second timeout. It's 23-14, your Viking lead, Jackson with the basketball.
Of course, Benton County pretty much had their way with the Ironman up there.
Good first quarter, but boy, Benton County dominated the second and third.
In the backcourt with it is Speakman. Speakman to Josh Byers. Almost traveled. Drives, no good. Rebound pulled down by Eli Griffin. They get it out ahead to Speakman. He bounces it between the legs of Cooper Donaldson to Tristan Bartow for the basket.
Speakman basically trying to save the ball inbounds, but it goes through the legs of a defender right to Tristan Bartow. And there's another steal by Jones.
He's going to lay it up. Oh, and he's going to be fouled by Blake McCoy, and that brings the Benton Countyans to their feet.
Well, guard-to-guard pass, and they're so aggressive in the passing lanes, they get the steal, the deflection, and there goes Jones for the layup. He is fouled as he lays it in, so we'll have an opportunity to three-point play and to open up this lead to 27-14. We were just moments ago at 18-14 and worked very hard to get back within four.
Now but you know what, Dan Morrow?
That's what Benton County does.
There's a reason they're 14-1.
Yep.
Against some very fine competition. Here is Speakman. Speakman brings it up. Gets it over to Blake McCoy. McCoy gets it back to Donaldson out front where he's picked up by Derrick Jones. Donaldson wants to drive, fakes, puts it up. Banker won't go. Rebound pulled down by Barstow. Gets it to Yates. Yates to Speakman. What a drive, and he scores. He's fouled by Carson Spahn.
Good fast break basketball. Actually, Jackson gets a very good look on the offensive end. The shot hangs on the rim, won't go in by Donaldson. And two passes later, you've got Jones laying it in and once again being fouled.
And no reason for Jackson to feel bad. 14 other teams have felt this same way. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound by Cooper Donaldson. Benton County has exploded on a 12-0 run to open up this game. 1:45 to go in the half. In the backcourt with it is Carson Spahn. To Peyton Speakman, top of the key, dribbles right, finds the lane, lays it up and in.
Found a gap down there. Good drive by Peyton Speakman. Took it all the way and finished the layup.
He has six. Here's Nalen Yates driving, and he scores.
So athletic, and boy, at 6'3", was an outstanding quarterback for the Viking football program. But my, oh my, has he improved leaps and bounds. He started to come on the second half of last year, and he is just truly an outstanding player.
Here's the ball in the backcourt to Hall, and a foul's going to be spotted.
Another quarterback from the football season, Bryce Hall, had a super senior season, threw for 20 touchdowns. It's really been a big factor. Nice coming out as a senior for Coach Morrow on this basketball team. He's been an outstanding senior for the Ironmen. 1:03 to go in this first quarter. Ironmen with the basketball find themselves down 32-16.
Here is Carson Spahn in the lane. Can't score. They get the ball out ahead to Nalen Yates for three. He's on fire but can't hit that one. Blake McCoy's high for the rebound. Gets it to Kendall Neal. Here's Neal quickly down. Gets it to Blake McCoy. McCoy, top of the key, still dribbling. Picked up by Tristan Bartow out there. Gets it over to Josh Spires. Spires to Peyton Speakman. Speakman wants to go down the lane. Now pulls it back out. gets it over to Josh Spires. Spires at the foul line, in the lane. Kicks it over to Spahn with 24 seconds to go in the quarter. And Coach Max Morrow shouts out the play. Dayton County impressive in this second quarter as Speakman drains a 17-footer.
12 seconds left in the first half.
Speakman with eight. He's the Ironman's leading scorer on the season. Here is Yates. Gets it to Montgomery, and Montgomery is going to be fouled. And that's going to be the seventh team foul, so that's going to send the Vikings to the line. Frustration on Coach Morrow's face as the Ironman trying to stop him for that last shot. And Montgomery is fouled, goes line 1-1. 17 fouls on the Ironman, 5 team fouls in the first half on Benton County.
Caleb Montgomery at the line, the senior.
And the first one's up, and it's good. That's his first point of the game.
Bryce Dameron reports back in for Coach Combs.
That should help with the rebounding. Coming out is Tristan Bartow. Montgomery's second one's no good, and there's going to be a foul on Benton County, but that's only their sixth, so the Ironmen do not benefit from going to the line. They'll have to inbound the ball, 90 feet away.
2 seconds on the clock. They'll get some type of a throw at it.
Here's Speakman. He's going to throw it three-quarters court, and it was just short. Online, but just short. End of the first half. 33-18 is our score in favor of the once-beaten Benton County Vikings, and we will be back in 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
Every dollar still has rock.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Nationwide's on your side. Got an early morning dead side. Looks like those braids aren't easy to tie. How do I retire at 50 side? That's why there's Nationwide for all your many sides. Nationwide's on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center. Dentistry is not an exact science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
Back here at Jackson High School, and we have a score to pass along that will certainly disappoint Oak Hill Oaks fans. The Wheelersburg Pirates prevailed down at Wheelersburg tonight against the Oak Hill Oaks. It's the first loss for Oak Hill after how many wins?
18
wins, and that is their first loss of the season against what we saw was a very good Wheelersburg team. And by the scores they were texting us, a back-and-forth game, and I'm sure between Wheelersburg and Norm Pearson, it was a classic.
Well, I guarantee it was. And, you know, most of the time you're not going to win them all. So
no.
Sometimes that's not all bad,
not
but I'm sure
days.
That was a hard-fought game. 22 contests, very hard to go undefeated, and the Oak Hill Oaks made a heck of a run at it, winning 18-0. The Vikings, on the other hand, similar. They got beat at Alexander, but now at 14-1. They're wanting to have another one of those very special seasons, and we're kind of seeing why.
Yes, sir. Let's give you the final scoring, because the two preliminary games were so outstanding tonight. The junior varsity game, 55-49. Of course, the game went into overtime as a result of Craig Keel hitting a free throw. And looking at Jackson scoring, Caleb Wallace, I don't know what you say about that young man. Just another awesome floor game by the Jackson guard, the freshman. He had 18 points. Trey Keels had 15. Reed Evans had 11, including a big three-pointer to open up. A
couple big three-pointers by Reed shooting down the stretch, and Caleb's big three-point play to start the overtime. Those were just plays I remember jump out at you in an outstanding game.
Bryce Graham had 9, and T.J. Byrd had 2. For Vinton County, and we talked about it prior to the broadcast, Sean McCarty, a very nice game with 19 points.
Good-looking player. Very good-looking player. Made some big buckets on there. Had some difficult shots. Good player.
Cameron Hammond, a big man in the middle, had 11. 5 each for Bailey Bartow, Noah Waddell, and Trapper Dunn. And 2 points each for Lincoln Hayes and Ricky Bodie. Looking at the freshman game, where the Jackson freshmen are now 14-4. The Vinton County freshmen, or JVs, are now 10-6. The Jackson JVs, 14-4. The Jackson freshman team, after winning 11 straight, kind of went into a mini slide, losing their last three. But they rebounded with a 45-29 victory tonight. Jackson now is 12-3 on the season. Vinton County drops to 6-9. For Jackson, Ty Ruckel had a real nice game. He had 13. Griffin Brown had 11. Garrett Daly and Caden Donaldson, 8 each. Trace Speakman, 3. And Reese Graham, 2. For the Vinton County freshmen, it was Justin Chaney, a nice game inside with 10 points. William Arthur, a good effort with 8. 4 points each for Nick Pittman and Taylor McFadden, and 3 points for Eli Downs. And now with tonight's varsity game statistics, here's Pete Wilson.
Okay, once again, the Vinton County Vikings on the strength of a big run that took place over the part of the first quarter and part of the second quarter, came back from a 18-14 ball game to go up 30-14. So a 12-point run there, and they lead by 15 here at the half, 33-18. The bottom line has been their ability to score in transition with excellent passing, and they're able to finish with layups or easy baskets. And, of course, with Vinton County, you can't give them that many opportunities because they're almost always going to cash in. For the Vinton County Vikings, who lead here with 33 points here at halftime, they are led by their talented junior, Naylon Yates, with 11 points. He's hit a three-pointer, also shown the ability to hit from the wing and on the drive. Derek Jones has 9 points. Jake Speakman has 4. Tristan Bartow has only shot the ball twice. He's hit both of those for 4 points. Bryce Dameron, the big boy, got the start tonight. He's responded with 4 points so far, a couple of blocks. And Caleb Montgomery off the bench with 1 point. Eli Griffith played but did not score. for the Jackson Ironmen. Peyton Siegman has hit some nice driving shots in the lane. And on the wing, he leads the Ironmen with 8 points. Carson Spahn has 2 points. Bryce Hall, 2 points. Cooper Donaldson played but did not score. Kendall Neal, nice hook shot over Dameron. He has 2 points. Josh Myers off the bench with 2 points. Blake McCoy off the bench with 2 points. So the only Ironman with any kind of points here in the first half has been Peyton Speakman with 8. Team-wise, we got some indicators here of what's going on. The Vikings, a hot 14 out of 19 from the field. That is a sizzling 73%. And they're getting some of those baskets in transition. We'll say that they're gimmies, but they're getting good shots. And it's because they're able to go from defense to offense so quick, it seems like whenever they get the rebound or the steal, it's one quick pass, and then that guy who's on the front end is off to the races. Benton County was 2 out of 5 from three-point land, so Benton County has only missed 5 shots in the first half, and 3 of them are from three-point land. However, they were 3 out of 6 from the foul line. That's the only place they seem to be having trouble. Jackson was 9 out of 26 in the field for about 35%. They have yet to hit a three-pointer. They're 0 out of 6. They only had one free-throw opportunity in the first half, and they missed it. Benton County with an 11-7 edge in rebounding. Jackson with only 2 offensive rebounds. I don't have any offensive rebounds for Benton County, but remember, they've only missed 5 shots. Derek Jones is the leading rebounder with 4 for Benton County. Cooper Donaldson has 3 for Jackson. Turnovers, not a lot either way. The Vikings have 6 turnovers. The Ironmen have 5. I will say that when the Ironmen have turned the ball over, it's turned into points on the other end more than it has when the turnovers go the other direction. So here at the end of the first half, the Vikings, with their outstanding guard play and transition basketball, leading by 15 points, 33-18 here at the half.
We have a late score
in the third quarter. It is Wellston 43, Nelsonville York 24.
Thank you very much. I don't know why I had trouble hearing him there.
The band with Mr. Aaron Ricks is in the house tonight, and when they come, they come in large numbers. Yes, he does. It's doing a great job. Atmosphere tonight has just been fabulous. Obviously, that run middle of the second quarter by Benton County has opened up this contest. But boy, we've been entertained to great basketball. One of the best JV games you'll see. Jackson hanging right in there. It was 18-14 at once, but Benton County finished like they 14-1.
And you know, Dan, we talk about multitaskers. There's one in Rebecca Green.
Yes, it is. And she's over there in the pep band, and does a few things for the basketball team also.
Yeah, like 1,286 career points.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Vinton County's going to open up this third quarter with the basketball. The Ironmen back on the floor, and we're ready for third quarter action. 33-18, your Viking lead.
It's been a full night of basketball here at Jackson High School, and Bartow misses a 3 and Speakman high for the rebound for the Ironmen.
May I say, it's 33-18 with a very quiet Triskin Bartow game offensively, probably as good a player as there is in the whole Southeastern District.
And there's a ball that goes through, eludes Carson Spahn, and on the run, and a shot missed by Derek Jones, and Kendall Neal picks up the basketball, gets it to Cooper Donson, long down to Carson Spahn, drives in the lane, nice drive, but a shove, and I think they're going to say it was...
I don't think they're going to give you the
basket. I think.
Let's see.
They are.
Nice drive by Spahn, and he hung in there and got a continuation there, is able to drive into the lane, and then he did lay it in, and they're going to count that basket.
He had the gleam in his eye.
Third foul in the contest on Jake Speakman, probably the only Viking really in foul trouble, misses that free throw.
There's a shot, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Vikings. Inbounding is going to be Derek Jones. And here comes in Josh Byers.
Carson quickly leaves the contest. I think he is actually bleeding. He runs over there, and it will go to the trainer real quick. Jackson with the steal, and the... play by Bryce Hall. He takes it the length of the floor, lays it in, and he is fouled. So the Ironmen open up this third quarter. Couple quick buckets.
4 points now for Hall, and he can cut it to a 10-point margin.
33-22. Bryce Hall with an opportunity to get the Ironman back within 10.
It was a great second quarter for the Vikings, but the Ironman opened up on a 5-0 run here in to open the third quarter. Here's Nalen Yates, NBA threes, in and out. Rebound by Bryce Hall. Gets it to Cooper Donaldson. Donaldson quickly down. Gets it over to Bryce Hall. Hall hands it to Peyton Speakman out between the circles. Speakman still dribbling. He's got Griffith on him, who started the second half. The Speakman drives, nice drive, won't go. Speakman with the rebound, fakes once, goes up in the lane and scores.
Well, he stayed with it. Peyton Speakman with a second effort bucket there, 33-25. Here comes Triskin.
Speakman now has 10.
Triskin Bartow with the drive. It is blocked by Cooper Donaldson, and the Ironmen come back with the basketball. Excellent start to the third quarter for Coach Morrow and the Ironmen. Cooper Donaldson with it deep in the right corner. They get it inside to Speakman. He lays it up and in, and wow.
And all of a sudden, the Ironmen are red hot, and Dayton County needs a timeout. It's 33-27, and we're going to be back in just 30 seconds.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Ready for the snow and cold this winter season? Hi, this is Jeff from Callahan Hardware reminding you that we have everything you need to help you fight off old man winter. We carry ice melt, snow shovels, heaters, including electric, kerosene, and vent-free gas. And for those frozen water pipes, we have heat tape and heat lamps, pipe insulation, and all the pipe fittings you need to get that water running again. We also carry 100% hardwood pellets for your pellet stove. We are located at 720 Veterans Drive, Jackson. Call us at 286-1001. Callahan Hardware, serving you since 1902.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
Jackson Ironman on a 9-0 run to open up this third quarter. And there's a pass, nice pass underneath from Bartow to Griffith. He's fouled and will go to the line.
That's what Triskin does so well. Even if he's not scoring, he can do all the little things. That time, the drive into the lane and the dump off gets it over to Griffith, who draws a foul.
Vikings had 9 assists in that first half.
Pete, tell us again how what they shot from the field in the first
14
half.
14 out of 19.
Jeez.
About 73%, something like that.
You don't say. That's amazing, isn't it? Even though a lot of them were layups, but my gosh.
You know, for Mac Combs, looking for that consistency that you really have to have when you hit the tournament trail, and there's Nalen Yates, went up over high, and Max Morrow thought he was over the back. Nothing was called. They get the ball back to Derrick Jones. Jones gives it to Bartow. Bartow behind the back dribble to Navin Yates. Back to Jones, and there's going to be a hand check on Kendall Neal. 33-27.
Two team fouls each early on here in the third quarter. We'll see senior Caleb Montgomery report in for Coach Combs. Benton County will take it out of bounds. It's been a 9-0 run by the Ironman to start this third quarter. 33-27, Ironman down by 6.
Here's the ball to Derrick Jones. Pop, stops, pops, and drops.
Solid player. Seems like when they need a bucket offensively, Derrick Jones finds a way to get it done. He's the one that was able to drive into the lane and get the fall away from about 8 feet.
He has 11 points along with Nalen Yates are the two leading scorers for the Vikings. Here's Donaldson with it. Max Morrow certainly realizing what an incredible signature win this could be for his team with tournament pairings just about a week away. Here's Peyton Speakman with it. Shoots, hits, and he's fouled.
Peyton is really fighting hard in there. Was able to get the ball from about 10 feet away. didn't catch it cleanly, kind of fought for it, then goes up with a quick shot, is fouled, and buries the jump shot. Peyton Speakman with the hot hand for the Ironman. He now has 14 in the contest and an opportunity here for another one.
Season high was 18 in the first game against South Webster, and he's got 15 now.
He's hit five of his last seven, and they're not layups.
Here's Jones. Jones kicks it out to Yates for three. No. Rebound tip. Picked up by Bartow. And he's guarded by Donaldson. Long pass out to Yates. Yates kicks it back out to Jones, and there's going to be a foul.
Jackson
bench wanted an offensive foul, but none was called.
I think they wanted a clean steal. But the foul is called, 13 foul. Each team with three team fouls. The first foul on Peyton Speakman, Benton County basketball.
I don't think tonight's games are for the weak-hearted. Do you, Dan?
No, they aren't. So far, these have been outstanding contests.
Here's the ball back to Yates. And then there's going to be a traveling violation on Jones in the lane as he ran into an Ironman and lost his footing.
Good,
I don't have it. Only down five.
Hey, just good half-court defense there. Great job by Kendall Neal holding his ground, forcing that travel.
Again, Oak Hill losing their first game tonight of Wheelersburg 44-40. Wheelersburg leading Nelsonville York late in the third. Here is Donaldson. We're midway through the third. 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Jackson down five. Here is Speakman, and he's bumped. Good call. The foul was on Caleb Montgomery.
Fourth team foul for the Vikings. Ironman never got into the one-and-one opportunity in the first half, but four quick fouls by Benton County here in the first half of the third quarter.
Inbounds pass to Kendall Neal. And they, Peyton Speakman was open underneath, but it was tipped out of bounds by Nevin Yates.
Pretty good execution on the play, but a good hands by Yates. That's its length in there, getting that ball deflected out of bounds.
Jackson looking for the trifecta tonight against Vinton County. Long inbounds pass to Kendall Neal. Picked up out there by Nevin Yates. Gets it to Peyton Speakman. Speakman over to Cooper Donaldson. Donaldson. Gets it over to Peyton Speakman, open from three and drains it.
Nice job by Cooper Donaldson with the drive and the kick out to Speakman, who's red hot. He has 18 in the Ironman within two.
And he has 10 here in this quarter. That 18 represents tying a season high that he had in the opener against South Webster. Here is Bartow back to Nalen Yates. His shot's no good. Donaldson has the rebound. Jackson, who was down 15 at the intermission, has a chance to tie it, and there's the ball knocked away by Eli Montgomery out of bounds, and Bryce Dameron will come back in for Vinton County.
Not that I have any insider information, but I did hear Coach Morrow say Peyton Speakman had practiced great over that 11-day stretch, certainly showing it tonight. You play how you practice.
Here's a ball to Kendall Neal. Outside the arc, will not shoot as Dameron comes out on him. To Cooper Donaldson. Spawn on the baseline, turnaround. Jumper was tied!
Who would have thought it? 35-all. The Ironman is playing about as good as they can play for 5 minutes here early in the third quarter.
Here's the ball over to Nalen Yates. His three, no good. Cooper Donaldson gets the rebound, and he is fouled. I don't know if they was going to call it. The foul's on Derrick Jones, but Cooper Donaldson went down. The official had no choice.
Jones' second foul, team fifth. Immediate substitution in. Jake Speakman will report in. He'll be in for Nalen Yates. All of a sudden, this red-hot shooting Benton County team, Pete Wilson, gone a little bit cold here in the
third
quarter.
Well, they're not getting as much in transition. And Nalen Yates, we know how good of a shot he is, and they look good going up, but he has missed five of them in this quarter, and that's the difference.
They're kind of banging the inside of the rim, but they're not going in, and the Ironmen are taking advantage of it.
Jackson is on a 17-2 run against a team that is 14-1 and has been ranked in the state this season. Josh Byers goes up, and he draws the foul on Bryce Dameron.
Boy, there's where Josh caught the ball at the elbow, and he just had Dameron take one step to him to defend him. Goes right by him and has to foul him to slow him down. An opportunity here to take the lead.
Got it. Josh Byers has put the Ironman ahead. I don't know whether we thought of this at halftime.
You didn't bring it up.
No, I must have forgotten. I was distracted. Second one is no good. Rebound, though, is by Derrick Jones. Here comes the Vikings, but now they're down by one. First time they've trailed in the game, and a blocking foul on Cooper Donaldson.
Fourth team foul on the Ironmen. Benton County with six. They will take it out underneath their basket.
This could be testy before it's all done with. 36-35. What a comeback for the Ironmen. Inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds by Cooper Donaldson. This game's enough to keep you distracted.
Well, it's a little thing, but we have actually forced Coach Combs to use two timeouts because of Jackson runs tonight, and that doesn't happen very often. It hasn't happened probably many times in their whole Vint County season.
As we said, what a signature victory this would be for this Ironman team. And, of course, another signature win is the win over Wheelersburg that handed Oak Hill their first loss tonight. Jackson's won some nice games, have been awfully close in a lot of others. Here's the ball out front. Shot is good for three by Derrick Jones.
Well, the senior guard combination of Triskin driving in the lane and the kick out to Jones. He buries the three. It had been a cold spell for Vint County, but that gives him back a two-point lead.
Here is Spahn out front with it. Gets it down the corner to Spires.
A little bit of a zone here by the Vikings, normally a man-to-man team, just trying to change things up.
The 18-2 run, maybe the best run of the season for the Ironmen. There's a pass to Carson Spahn, pulls up from 10, it's short. Rebound pulled down, and then stolen away by Josh Spires. Cooper, Donaldson inside, the Bryce goes up, no good. Cameron gets the rebound. Gets the ball out to Tristan Bartow. Bartow across the timeline, wants to drive, loses the ball in the air. Picked up by Josh Spires out ahead to Bryce Ho, lays it up and in.
Nice to score 38-all. Jackson with the defense there, able to turn that into a transition layup.
Hall, 5 1/4, 7 in the game. We're tied at 38, 1:17 to go. Driving down the lane is Speakman. His shot's no good, and Peyton Speakman has the rebound for the Ironmen. 1:07 to go. Here's Cooper Donaldson down in the corner. Back out to the Spahn, back out to Donaldson out front. The Ironmen are tied with a team that defeated them by 30 points in MacArthur.
Let's see if Jackson wants to make them pull out of this zone. It looks like a 1-3-1 zone by Benton County. We're under a minute to go.
Ball over to Speakman on the left side out front. Long cross-court pass to Spahn. Back to Donaldson. He'll hold it out there.
Coach Combs now giving the signal to come out and contest him a little bit. I think they're going to pick him up man-to-man.
Here is Donaldson, guarded by Bartow. 31 seconds to go. Gets it over to Josh Spires. Spires will hold the ball. He wants to try to bring Bryce Dameron out on him. I don't think Mr. Dameron wants to come out to midcourt.
Bryce knows the rules. He stays in the lane. That's where he's defending from the elbow. 18 seconds, 15 seconds left on the clock. Jackson wants the last shot of this third quarter, and what a third quarter it's been for the Ironmen.
We're tied at 38. Here comes Spires. He wants to drive. Dumps it off to Speakman from the corner. It's so good, but he's fouled by Bartow. And Speakman will go to the line for three shots for the Ironmen.
Peyton does a nice job on that. If somebody makes contact with his jumper, he's pretty good at falling down to the ground. Sometimes he kind of can draw a foul there. That is a second foul. It gets Tristan Bartow, and Peyton Speakman will go to the line with 4.8 seconds for three free throws and an opportunity to give the Ironmen an unprojected lead at the end of three quarters.
First one's up and no good. His next point will be a season high.
Speakman, 18 points, 10 of them here in this marvelous third quarter for the Ironmen, where they've turned the game around.
He's got his season high. And, Dan, you talked about his great 11 days of practice. Well, he scored 17 against Warren and now has 19 tonight.
He has a shooter's mentality. He has one more free throw. Coach Morrow making some subs. Right now he has six players on the floor. Now he gets organized here, has his five. Matt Humphreys into the contest along with Kendall Neal. Jackson now does not want to give up a good look for Vinton County with 4.8 seconds.
And Speakman hits a second. He's got 20, maybe for the first time in his career. Quickly down, here's Jones, his three's in and out. It's 40-38 Jackson after their greatest quarter of the season. We will be back in 60 seconds.
Make your New Year's resolution to drive around in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Check out the rugged new 2017 Jeep Cherokee with a huge $3,500 in rebates plus an additional $500 of Chrysler Capital Cash. It could just be the best New Year's resolution ever. Driving away in a brand new vehicle during the Start Something New sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
You are listening to the home of Jackson Ironman High School Sports.
WKOV-FM 96.7.
Oak Hill, Jackson, Wellston, and MacArthur.
Who would have thunk it? 40-38, the Jackson Ironmen have taken the lead over the Vinton County Vikings. Pete, there has to be some numbers to jump out at us after that one.
Well, how many buckets, transition buckets, did the Vikings have in that quarter? I don't keep that on the stat sheet, but I know there wasn't very many, and I do know they were 1 out of 7 from three-point land. So it's hard to score in transition when you're not getting steals or the Ironmen aren't missing, and the Ironmen got hot in that quarter without scoring the Vikings 22-5.
Peyton Speakman misses the drive to open the fourth quarter. Tristan Bartow behind the back dribble gets it over to Derrick Jones for three.
Lead was short-lived here in the third quarter as the senior Jones buries a deep three from the left corner to get Vinton up ahead again 41-40. 17 points in the contest for Derrick Jones.
And I would say after 17 years of coaching, Matt Combs said, you know what, we've still got 8 minutes. We're only behind two, and did not press the panic button.
And you got some great players out there on a great team.
But he might have raised his voice.
But the Ironman did play a quarter, one for the ages.
Absolutely. Here's the ball over to Blake McCoy, and a foul's going to be called on Nevin Yates. And you know what, Dan? You can almost feel tournament time coming on.
Oh, and this is a tournament-type game right now, and that was just a strong play by Blake McCoy forcing another foul by the Vikings, and it'll be a one-and-one opportunity for the junior McCoy, the Skywalker. He is a leaper. Kind of shaking off that right hand, fell awkwardly there as he was knocked down on that foul.
Powerful little athlete. He's only a junior. And he's at the line. And his first one is up, and it's good.
His game has came a long way this last couple weeks. Another one of those practice players that just gets better every day.
3 points tonight, 53 points on the season. Second one is up. It's long. Rebound tipped by Cooper Donson. No good. Rebound picked up by Derrick Jones to the Vikings. The Vikings lead by one. Here is the drive. Oh, and they're going to call Peyton Speakman for a foul.
Ooh, tough call on Peyton Speakman on that. Jones with a strong drive. It looked like he might have deflected the ball away, but he'll go to the line for two free throws.
Game is tied at 41. Well, now they got 42 up there.
They got to get. I think it's 41 all. They got it correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the Vinton
County
would have.
They have a problem. Pete Wilson's up here now. Take
care of
it. A couple
big scores here from Paul Balks Jr. Gallia just defeated Ironton. That's a big win for Gal Police. 51-48.
2 weeks from tonight, Jackson goes down to Gal Police on Valentine's Day.
I think Gal Police is 11-4, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that is a correct record.
That's an amazing record.
They
by
are
Gal
11-4.
Big game tonight, too. It's Athens at Meigs. Don't have a score on that one. It's 15-13 after one quarter. That one should be about over. That's a big contest in the Tri-Valley. Josh Byers and Bryce Hall report into the lineup for the Ironmen. They'll join Carson Spahn, Peyton Speakman, and Cooper Donaldson, the five on the floor for the Ironmen.
Although one of those five Gallia losses was up here, I think we knew they was going to have a good season in the OVC.
Both free throws missed, 41 all. Jackson with the basketball.
Here is Carson Spahn, gets it to Cooper Donaldson. Cooper Donaldson, long pass to Josh Byers for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound by Jake Speakman for Vinton County. Here he comes up over the timeline. Gets it down the corner to Nalen Yates. back to Derrick Jones. Jones drives in the hall, in the lane, and he travels.
Good help side defense there by Carson Spahn. Strong drive in there by Jones, but the help out defense forces him to slide that pivot foot.
Two coaching staffs that have so much respect for each other. But boy, it would mean so much to each to defeat the other.
Well, assistant coach for Coach Combs is N.J. Kite, obviously son of Bob Kite, our athletic director. So many connections there. Outstanding JV coach for the Vikings, Chad Carpenter, is coach for the in the Ironman program, has done a great job up there for the Vikings. He lost a heartbreaker in that middle game today.
He really wanted to win that.
Yes, he did.
Here is Peyton Speakman, has the ball knocked away. And ball still loose, finally picked up by Jake Speakman, who goes up no good. And Cooper Dawson comes down with the rebound, knocked away by Nalen Yates, gets it to Derrick Jones, in and out. And there's a rebound by number four, Peyton Speakman. He's fouled by number four, Jake Speakman of the Vikings. And that's going to send Peyton Speakman to the line.
Boy, the Vikings had a couple beautiful opportunities there, didn't get it. And then Speakman picks up his fourth foul in the contest. His cousin will take the long walk. Peyton, he will have a one-and-one here, and that's the ninth team foul. Jackson will be double bonus, shooting the double bonus the rest of the way in at 6:06 in this contest. Each team has three timeouts left. The Ironmen have five team fouls, nine for the Vikings. Bryce Dammann reports in, the big guy for the Vikings.
Here's a shot by Speakman, and it's good. He continues to add to his season high total. He now has 21. He had 20 through the first three quarters. 6:06 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's around the rim and out, and Dameron easily gets the rebound. 1 point Ironman lead over the once beaten Vinton County Vikings. Here is Yates driving, lays it up. He's going to be fouled by Cooper Dawson as he misses a shot, and he'll shoot two.
Well, I will say there has been a lid on the bucket for the Vikings in this second half. Strong drive by Yates. Drew the foul, a shot he'd normally make, but it didn't go in. But he'll have a two-shot opportunity here to give the Vikings the lead back. Second foul by Donaldson. Sixth team foul for the Ironmen.
And the first shot is up, and it's no good. So Vinton County now having a little issue with their.
They've missed three in a row.
Free throws.
How's this? The Vikings are 2 for 9 from the free throw line tonight.
And it's 2 for 10.
Whistle blows, and what are they?
They say Jackson Ironman was in the lane.
Wow, that's costly. Coach Morrow's wanting to find out who was in the lane. Tough call. Somebody stepped in the lane before the ball hit the rim, so they'll give him a third opportunity.
Eli Griffith comes in for Bryce Dameron. They give up about 5 inches there.
But still a pretty solid player, a 6'3 sophomore.
Shot is no good, then rebound by Bryce Hall, so the infraction does not hurt the Ironmen. Here comes Hall. He wants to go all the way. Lays it up and in.
What a drive by the senior. Took it right at Griffith and put it up and over the front of the rim to give the Ironmen a three-point lead.
9 points for Bryce Hall. The senior, there's a drive by Bartow. No good, but he's going to be fouled by Carson Spahn, and he'll go to the line, I assume, for two shots.
How big are free throws going to be the rest of the way, Pete Wilson? Both teams now in the bonus situation. The Ironmen will be shooting two. That'll be the seventh team foul for the Ironmen.
Vikings 2 out of 10. Just check it again.
Believe it or not. Foul by Carson Spahn. He'll have to come out of the game.
And there's a shot up and in by Bartow. Bartow has been limited to 5 points in this contest.
That's a young man that can light you up for 30 on any given night. Been very quiet offensively tonight. Spires and Hall come out of the contest. Carson Spahn remains in with the foul trouble.
There's a second shot up and in by Bartow. He now has 6.
Little 2-2-1 zone trap here by the Vikings, trying to change things up.
Here's a long pass down to Spahn. Spahn to Donaldson, back to Spahn. Foul line extended right side. Inside to Speakman. Back out front to Carson Spahn, and he'll bring it back out and set the offense with 5:16 to go, and Jackson leading 44-43. Jackson looking to even its record at 9-9. Vinton County looking to improve to 15-1. Here is Cooper Donaldson. He has the ball. Foul line extend on the left side. Brings it back out front. Wants to drive. Over to Kendall Neal. Baseline on the right side. Neal brings it out. Gets it to Cooper Donaldson. Baseline goes up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And they said it was last touch by Cooper Donaldson. And Max Morrow thought it was last touch.
Well, he was sure of it, trying to get the other officials to correct the call, but they're all going to agree upon it. Let's see. It will be Vinton County basketball. Jackson with the one-point lead.
And
we have quickly, I think we have a cramp by Peyton Speakman.
They immediately call over the trainer. Here's the ball to Nayland Yates. Whistle and a foul on the Ironman.
Peyton Speakman on the sideline being treated for what looks to be a cramp situation. The outstanding offensive night tonight. Certainly want to see him back in this contest.
The Jackson Ironmen are on a 26-10 run since the end of the first half.
Third foul of the contest for Kendall Neal. Eighth team foul. Yates at the line. He'll be shooting 1-1.
And it's good.
Yates had missed three in a row. That was a big make for him.
That is his 12th point. He had 11 prior to that, but all in the first half.
Peyton Speakman reports back in the lineup for the Ironmen. Also, Caleb Montgomery for Vinton County. Blake McCoy is coming out for Jackson.
I'll tell you what, we saw good quickness on the Ironman bench when Peyton got that cramp. Scott Lowe running down to get the trainer. Good quickness.
Thought we might have a second cramp there.
Could have. Here's the shot by Nayland Yates. It's up and it's good.
Yeah, no. The comeback.
Now they get a lane violation.
They say that Yates steps over the lane. They take away a made free throw there. Things you don't see normally, two free throw lane violations within about a minute.
And so critical in a game like this. Here's the ball inbounds to Cooper Donaldson.
Score tied, 44-all, 4:36 to go on the clock.
We're so glad you're with us here on the radio this evening for this classic game between these two rival schools. Here is Carson Spahn. Spahn gets it to Donaldson. Donaldson is in the backcourt between the circles. Looking to go left, right, left, right. Now he goes right. Looks down the corner to Bryce Hall. Hall will bring it back out front. Gets it over to Speakman. One of those games you'd hate to see either team lose because they have played so hard. Here's the ball over to Carson Spahn. The Ironman has given it everything they got, and right now they're tied with the Vikings at 44, 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Cooper Donaldson. Donaldson in the backcourt. Drives, lays it up and in!
Kind of cleared the lane for Cooper to work a little one-on-one. He went to the left, which he came back and shot with the right hand, but a good drive to the left for Cooper to give the Ironman the lead.
Averaging 11.4 points per game, that is his first bucket. Here is Bartow. He's short on the three. Donaldson with the rebound. He gets the ball over to Peyton Speakman, who just is able to reel it in. But his cross-court pass is stolen away. Stolen away by Yates. Gets it to Jones, and he's fouled by Peyton Speakman.
Big steal there by the Ironman defense, or by the Ironman. Big steal by the Vikings to come up with that turnover. Jones drives it in there, draws contact. He'll get two free throws. He's been the offensive star for Vinton County tonight with 17 in the contest.
Shot is up and good.
46-45.
He's had an awesome game with 18 points. Derek Jones of the Vikings. And now Josh Byers is coming out, and I think he's having an issue. Second one is up and good. Derrick Jones has 19. He is certainly, 19.
Three-quarters court man-to-man pressure by the Vikings.
Game tied at 46, 3:11 to go. And Donaldson slips on the floor, picked up by Nayland Yates. He wants to drive, gets it to Derrick Jones, goes up, shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Donaldson. Gets it to Carson Spahn, still tied at 46. Here's Spahn, pulls up, 10, got it.
Pretty move by the junior and a quick timeout by Coach Morrow. Spahn gives him the two-point lead, under 3 minutes to go.
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Nationwide is on your side.
So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
The Jackson Ironman have outscored Benton County 30-13 in the second half. As a result, they lead the Vikings 48-46 with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The freshmen won by 16 for Jackson. The Ironman JVs won by 6 in overtime. The Jackson fans are on their feet. The Benton County fans are coming to their feet. Red Thompson is on his feet. Now he is. Here's the ball, top of the key. They get it to Speakman, and it's knocked away by Kendall Neal, but picked back up by Bartow. Bartow in the corner to Nell and Yates for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jake Speakman. He's tied up by Peyton Speakman, and I think they're going to give Benton County a timeout.
What a jump ball. Did they give him the timeout?
They give him the timeout. 48-46. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881. And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
Max Morrow on the Jackson bench, a nail-biting season. No, not this year, when he was a sophomore in 2003, and it's almost replicating itself 14 years later. Another nail-biter. They get the ball into Nalen Yates. His short jumper in the lane is good.
Got the ball to Yates in a good position, middle post. Nice little half hook. He ties the score at 48.
Make no mistake, the Ironman in the second half has left their heart on the floor. Here's the ball to Blake McCoy. He's double-teamed. Holy incredible!
Been a couple difficult calls that have kind of gone against the Ironman here in the last couple minutes. Coach Morrow trying to get his troops fired up. Score tied at 48-all.
Here's Jones. Gets it out front to Yates. Yates faking a three. Gets it back to Jake Speakman. Gets it over to Nevin Yates. Down the corner to Nalen Yates. And his three is good.
Sophomore to junior. Yates to Yates in there. The sophomore penetration. Kicks it to the brother. Hits his 17th bucket, but that's a big one. Gives Benton the 3-point lead.
Jackson takes a timeout. 51-48 Vikings. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
At R.M. Williams Funeral Service, we know that your family is important, and we are dedicated, compassionate, and ready to serve your family in your time of need.
Come visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston to plan your life celebration your way. Or call us at 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
51-48. No matter the result of this game, people are going to take notice of the effort that Jackson Ironman have put forth tonight, Dan Morrow.
Jackson basketball, they'll take it out right in front of their bench. Down three. Jackson now with just one timeout left in the contest.
Inbounds to Peyton Speakman, the third option.
What a big
Picked
shot
up by Derrick Jones.
What a big shot that was by Yates to give him the three-point lead. The Ironman need an answer.
Here is Carson Spahn in trouble, gets it to Bryce Hall.
Well, Bryce Hall gave us the answer. Ties the score back at 51 all. Not shy to take that shot. Remember, he hit the big one against Galpolis to win that contest.
Here's the ball out of bounds, and it will go to...
It's going to be Benton County basketball, but boy, I don't... It just looked like it might have gone off Bartow. Instead, Benton County's going to keep possession. They'll quickly get Dameron into the contest.
We've already had bonus basketball one time tonight, and we're tied with 1:13 to go at 51. Here's a ball down the corner to Yates. Yates back to Bartow. Bartow to Yates. Gets it back to Derrick Jones. Benton County with their starters on the floor. Jackson with their starters on the floor.
Folks, we're under a minute to go in this contest.
Tied at 51. They get it back to Jake Speakman. Picked up by Carson Spahn. Gets it to Derrick Jones. To Yates. 1-3. Now gets it back to Speakman. Speakman hands it to Jones underneath to Dameron, who goes up and scores.
Great offense for the Vikings, and they really get a nice job with the drive, the dump off to Dameron, and the quick 2 points. Benton Hewitt County with the 2-point lead.
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Osborne Equipment Service.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Yes, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do. If you're looking for truck parts, we have the largest selection in the area. Your son keeps calling us looking for everything.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Your diesel specialist since 1979. Osborne Equipment Service in Jackson, Ohio. Call 800-937-3501.
After an injury or surgery, how will you deal with discomfort or pain? How will you get stronger? In Jackson, patients and doctors are choosing the experienced team at Fast Track Rehab for complete physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Fast Track Rehab is different, with a highly focused approach to reducing pain, building strength and flexibility, and helping you get back to the things you love. Whether you're planning ahead or had a recent injury or surgery, call Four Winds Community about Fast Track Rehab. Get on with life. Get back on track with Fast Track Rehab.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
A meaningless regular season non-league game? Not tonight.
Not tonight.
53-51. Benton County leads by two. Jackson with the basketball. Will they go for one? 35 seconds to go. Spahn across the timeline. Looks to bring it out. Throws it inside to Cooper Donson, but Derrick Jones steps in front and steals.
Boy, it looked like they're trying to set up Cooper in a one-on-one in the down on the baseline.
And that's going to be the fifth foul on Carson Spahn.
Jones able to step in the passing lane and come away with the biggest steal of tonight's contest there. Fifth foul now whistled on Carson Spahn. Ironman now have a few seconds here to make the substitution. 53-51. Jones will be going to the line. He'll be shooting two. Both teams are in the double bonus.
And Blake Wyatt will be coming into the game for the first time.
Both teams right now with one timeout left. Jones, the senior, leading scorer in tonight's contest for the Vikings. He has 19.
His shot is up, and it is good.
Vikings struggled early from the foul line, but they've made him tonight when they needed him.
Jones has led the way. That's his 20th point of the game. Boy, what a battle here tonight. My goodness.
What a big free throw this one is.
It's a two-possession game. He now has 21. Ironman will have to hurry. Quickly coming down is Cooper Donaldson. Donaldson looks, wants to go down the lane, puts it up, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Nalen Yates, and that is going to send Cooper Donaldson to the line.
Wow, and how close was that at an opportunity? Cooper just about made that shot. He'll now step to the line with two free throws, can get the Ironman back in a one-possession game. Still 20 seconds left in this contest, each team with one timeout left.
The shot by Donaldson is good.
Very solid on that free throw.
Only 55, his third point of the night.
55-52. Blake McCoy reports in for Wyatt.
That's offense for defense, or defense for offense. Still 20.3 seconds to go.
Both teams in the double bonus here, so it'll be two foul shots either way on any foul other than a charging foul.
Donaldson hits both of those clutch free throws. It's a two-point game again. Inbound, almost socked away, and they say it's going to go to the Vikings.
Wow, and nobody down near that baseline agreed with that call. Jackson with full court pressure. Looked like they might have got a break on the out-of-bounds play, but they don't. It's Viking basketball.
They get the ball inside to Bartow. Bartow, double team, tries to get through and finally fouled by Blake McCoy. Bartow's the man they want at the line, and he will go there for two shots.
Good as there is in the area, he'll take the long walk. He'll have a two-shot opportunity. Ironman need a miss. Blake Wyatt will report back into the contest, probably for Blake McCoy. Wyatt, a three-point threat. Three-point shooting threat.
At the line is Bartow. His first one is up, and it is no good.
It's not been a typical Tristan Bartow night. He's been held to 6 points in this contest, but this would be a big free throw here.
He has 6 points in the game.
Two-point Fenton County lead.
No matter what, it will still only be a one-possession game, but will it be two? Will it be three? It is three.
Jackson still has one timeout left.
Inbounds pass to Donaldson. Here comes Donaldson up with 15. And Max Morrow running down the sideline wants his final timeout. We're going to keep it right here. 12.8 seconds to go. It's Vinton County 56, Jackson 53. Vinton County looking to improve to 15-1. Jackson looking to even his record at 9-9. And I'll tell you, this game has been... This is the game you see in tournament championships. It's been that kind of a battle.
Well, and the atmosphere, and we talked about that in the pregame show. What an atmosphere. The two pre-league games and that JV game just kind of got the crowd in a frenzy. Huge contingent of Benton County Viking people have made the trip down here tonight. They filled up the visitor side. Great crowd on the Jackson side. Pep Band has the emotions going, but now Jackson has an opportunity here with a three to tie the score. What's going on in the huddle over at Benton County? What we don't know is it is an opportunity here for Coach Combs to decide to take a two-shot foul. If they would foul here and force the Ironman to shoot the two free throws,
that debated on TV every game.
Every game, and we'll just see what happened in that huddle over there.
Caleb Wallace has checked in for the first time for the Ironman after he had a splendid 18-point game in the junior varsity contest. Wow.
Caleb Wallace certainly has the ability to get the ball to an open hand. He's being guarded by Tristan Bartow.
Inbound pass. Finally gets it in to Cooper Donaldson. Not over and back. He has it with 10 seconds. They get to Caleb Wallace. Wallace trying to move on Yates. Gets it down to Donaldson. He makes the move for three. No good. Rebound by Blake Wyatt, but it's not going to be good enough. And in an incredible basketball game, the Benton County Vikings have defeated the Jackson Ironmen 56-53 in as wonderful a game as you will see during the regular season. What a tremendous effort by Vicks County to hang on. Max Holmes, Max Morrow, so much respect for each other. They embrace the midcourt, and both teams know they have been involved in a tremendous, tremendous game here at Jackson High School. For Vicks County, they have the victory tonight, 56-53. They're 15-1. For the Jackson Ironmen, they know now they can play this level of basketball as they did in the second half.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that last play, we bring in a freshman, and boy, he did a nice job there. We got the ball into Cooper. Cooper got it to Caleb. Caleb did a good job of getting the ball to Cooper in the corner. The three-point attempt banged around the inside of the rim. It was very, very close. It was that kind of contest tonight. The Ironmen come up just a little bit short, but wow, you're right. Can't overemphasize what a great high school basketball game, what an atmosphere tonight, what a tough loss for the Ironmen. Congratulations to Vinton County. They move on. They're 15-1 now, and an opportunity here. They're playing for that number one seed over in that very difficult Division II sectional over at Logan.
Although four teams come out of sectional play this year.
But it's critical on where your seeding is,
yes,
because there are too many good Division II teams in the area in both sectionals. You don't want to play the wrong team early on.
No, you do not. Okay, Dan Morrow, I want you to look at me and just breathe.
Yeah,
we can breathe now.
One. It was a tough one.
A
tough
difficult loss,
loss,
but my goodness, when you have two teams that have played that hard in a high school basketball game and give as much effort as they did, you almost have to say everybody was a winner. A great crowd here on hand tonight for a great, great game. And we're going to be back with more from here at Jackson High School in just 3 minutes.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans,
business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50 next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, a 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcmbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCMB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlose, Wilcox, and Brower.
Osborne Equipment Service.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Osborne Equipment Service?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with service for trucks, trailers, buses, and RVs, and we're family owned and operated. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
Your diesel specialist since 1979. Osborne Equipment Service in Jackson, Ohio. Call 800-937-3501.
And now back to Jackson Ironman High School Sports on Mix 96 FM.
We are back here at Jackson High School, where just an awesome basketball game. I think we can use the word awesome. To be honest, I think we can say in this game that in the second quarter, we saw the best of Vinton County, and in the third quarter, we maybe saw the best of Jackson.
Well, yeah, you're right. Jackson's best quarter, far and away. And they've had some good ones this year. But the way they came out to start that third quarter, the quick 9-0 run, to force Coach Combs to take a second timeout on because of Jackson Ironman run, was a thing of beauty. A 22-5 third quarter for Coach Max Morrow, a team that's down. Had his team down 33-18 at halftime. And let's be honest, there weren't many people in the gym on either side that would have thought that we would have had a shot to win this basketball
game.
You forgot to mention it. But, boy, to take the lead at 40-38 going into that fourth quarter, if the people aren't falling in love with high school basketball, you know, and it's been a little bit of a tight spell for us.
All three games tonight,
nobody is asking for any money back tonight.
No.
But what a fourth quarter, you know, and Vinton County showed the pedigree when they were a 14-1 team, now 15-1. They made the plays down the stretch when they had to make them. They struggled tonight. This was not one of their best efforts. They had shots that they missed in that second half after shooting 14 of 19 in the first half that went out. But they made some big buckets down the stretch. A big three, I remember, by Yates was a huge one. They made some free throws when they had to, but they pull away with the victory tonight, 56-53. But, boy, it's one for the ages. It was a fun night tonight.
And we've got Carson Spahn and Kendall Neal coming up here with head coach Max Morrow.
Ready for Kendall to start with?
I'm ready for Kendall to start with.
Oh, now, he's going to take my seat, too.
He's going to take the seat.
Make himself at home here.
Now, these two young men were so focused on this game that when I announced Carson Spahn tonight, old Kendall come running out. And then when I announced Kendall, old Carson come running out. They were so focused on the game, they couldn't remember their name. But I'll tell you what, that second half is as exciting of basketball as I've seen. The hustle, the dedication. This is a team that's 14-1. You never gave up and just played your hearts out, and I can't tell you how proud every single Jackson Ironman fan here was tonight of this effort. I mean, because you didn't exactly set the gym afire up in MacArthur, and you certainly showed them that you're a much different basketball team here tonight. Kendall Neal, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
To you. And when you come out at halftime and you started that run, did you feel some momentum coming your way?
I did. But, you know, it's always nice to be back home, having a week off. The fans are always behind us. Had a great crowd come out tonight. You come out of those doors there, there's always something different about playing at home. You know, the fans always behind us. They do get you fired up.
Kendall, the first half, Vinton County's defense gave them some transition, a lot of easy layups. Second half, we just changed that formula, and it was our half-court defense that definitely set the tone to have that 22-5 third quarter.
Coach talked about that at halftime. He said 9 runouts, so we decided if Cooper's on the block, he wants to try to get an offensive board, he's at it. But if not, everybody else needs to be getting back and stopping that. And good things came out of it, like Coach said they would.
You do a great job defensively, Kendall. But on offense,
you.
You know, you don't look to score a whole lot, but you get the ball to the people at the right spot. But there was one drive tonight over there, big guy, that I really liked. That running half hook that went in for you. Beautiful
Thank
shot.
You.
But you just did an outstanding job tonight. That had to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we forced them. I mean, we had the last shot, and it wasn't far. Cooper's shot was halfway in and out of there. But this is what it's all about, and what we work for, and why we're getting to be better as the year goes on.
Absolutely. And, Kendall, once again, congratulations just on a great, great effort.
Thank you.
So let's hear from your teammate, Carson Spahn. I think you're still Kendall and Carson. Okay, good job. Again, we switch around, and we're going to let Carson Spahn. And, Carson, you know, we looked tonight, and, of course, you had 8 points. And one of the things that I looked at that I think you've improved on that this is just a personal observation, but so many times a lost start is that little 10- to 15-foot jump shot.
Yes, sir.
And that 10- to 15-foot jump shot, everybody's either guarding the three or they're all packed in underneath. And a lot of times – you take that shot, and that's a shot that's open.
Yeah, Coach preached on it all week at practice. Yeah, they got 6'8" under the basket. Just get by your man, pull up at the volleyball line, and give it a chance to go in.
Well, Carson, you're our designated year-round basketballer. Tell him the reason why you can make that shot, because you spend that time in the gym shooting that shooting gun, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do try.
Spends a lot of time shooting the basketball, and it does pay off. Carson, tonight, I think the one reason you're sitting up here was because your half-court defense, you and Kendall, did a fabulous job. You helped out so many different times. It forced Benton County into turnovers that we were able to move into transition buckets to in that second half.
It's coaches preaches help side defense, and I didn't do too great of a job at it in the first half and just kind of sticking on my man and not being in the help side. But then coach kind of opened our eyes, and we just sat in half help defense and blocked a lot of their driving lanes off.
Carson, we've all kind of told you guys, but, you know, do we start realizing really potentially how good we can be when we play a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, sky's the limit. I mean, returning a lot, only losing three next year, and we just got to keep playing and always have a shot at the end of the game to win it.
Well, listen, congratulations on another great effort. You have improved so much as this season has gone along and been such a thrill to watch. We certainly look for you the remainder of this season and next season, which we think is going to be a very good season for you in your senior season. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carson. Been fun to chat.
We're now going to hand the headset over to Max Morrow. I don't know where you notice you make us nervous up here. I'm sure it doesn't affect you down there on the floor. I'll tell you what, that third quarter, and every coach in the world, if you could just bottle that and bring it out every night for four quarters, wouldn't life be great?
It would be. It would be. And you know, we know it's in there. Coach, you got a fan back here. Hey, buddy. We know it's there, and that's what we talk to these guys about each and every day of practice, getting better, and we know how good they can actually be when they come together and do the little things right, and that's what we try to preach to them. Sometimes we get lackadaisical on it, but when we get focused, we have a really good opportunity to be a really good basketball team, and it showed that in the third quarter with a 22-5 quarter against a very, very well-coached and great team.
No question about it.
Half-court defense was something to behold that second or that third quarter, Coach. I know Peyton Speakman kind of got us going offensively, but everything was set up because of our defense. We really played solid half-court man-to-man defense.
Yeah, we you know, I challenged him at halftime. I was a little upset. You know, we were down 15 going into half, and we told him, you know, we're better than what we're portraying out there. We're better than that. We're not doing the little things. You know, of those nine runouts, I think six of them or seven of them were layups, and the other two turned into transition threes. And that was indicative of the score. If we take good shots, they don't get easy buckets. And that's kind of what we got after. That was the game plan. We didn't execute it completely in the first half. And, boy, it showed. They listened. They came together. It's great to challenge a young group of guys, and they grow up and become men, and they played extremely well. And, I mean, I told them words can't describe how happy I was of the effort they gave me and the staff the second half.
Well, and what's amazing, Coach, you've been on, like we said, the 11-day stretch there, so you have put a lot of time in the practice gymnasium, and obviously the kids took advantage of it.
Yeah, we did. We had an 11-day layoff. We got after it each and every day. We brought some older guys in to play against us. It gave the guys that kind of broke it up and gave us kind of like a scrimmage atmosphere there in practice. And I think it was very beneficial for our guys. Our guys are working hard. They continuously work hard. Jackson was great tonight. Our fans, our student section.
Atmosphere.
Stay behind them because these guys are working hard, and we are getting better, and we're going to get better.
Well, it's a tough week this week. You had the Vikings on Tuesday night. You've got Logan coming to town Friday night, but it is another home game. And, folks, if you didn't make it to the game tonight, you missed the atmosphere. We talked a lot about it, but it was there tonight. It was a great atmosphere of basketball, and the Chieftains coming to town, we owe them one.
We do. You know, we have a tough ending part of our schedule, and we talked about that on our 11-day layoff. You know, Benton County, very good team. You know, Friday night, it doesn't get any easier when Logan comes to town. Be one of the last times we ever play them, or maybe the last time we ever play them. So, yes, we do owe them. You know, for our seniors, that's what we talk about. The time is ticking near. You know, next Tuesday night, please come out and support at home against Wellston. It'll be our senior night. They only have two home games left. Those three guys do everything that I ask them to do, and I can't talk about them enough. Johnny Farley, Josh Spires, and Bryce Hall. They do all the little things right. They get our guys to stay together. They always come to practice every day with a great attitude, and come out and watch those guys and send them off the right way.
Coach, good luck. Have a good couple practices, and we'll see you Friday night against the Chieftains.
Thanks, guys.
And here is Benton County head coach Matt Combs.
Well, we're talking here, Coach Combs, and he and Coach Morrow, good buddies. Known each other for a long time. You kind of mentored him a little bit when he was up at Benton County there for a couple years.
Well, either that or I polluted his mind.
One or the other. Coach, congratulations.
I'll tell you, one of the signs I think any coach would say of a really championship-caliber team is to be able to fight through adversity. And certainly tonight, the Jackson Ironmen give you absolutely everything they could, yet in the end, you found a way. And as a coach of an incredibly talented and very good team, that has to make you happy.
Yeah, I told our guys, you know, finding ways to win those games is obviously big. I don't know that either team, I certainly know they didn't deserve to lose because the way they played in the second half was out of this world. I thought defensively, you know, I mean, we don't get held to 20 points and a half very often or whatever, and you got to give a lot of credit to them. Obviously, Max, you know, has done such a great job with this program, and you look at their junior highs basically undefeated or haven't lost much, and the young talent he has. This program's on the rise. We just feel fortunate to survive this thing tonight. I thought we played a great first half, and I thought we were right where we wanted to be at halftime. But, man, the second half, they really came out and just took it to us, to be quite honest. And we looked like deer in the headlights there at times. But like you said, we have some kids with experience, and they sort of battled and found a way, I guess.
Well, Coach, it's a special season you have. You're now 15-1. Tonight's atmosphere, it was huge for Jackson. You guys kind of enjoy that a lot throughout the season, which you guys have, you know, the program is so solid and everything over there. But tonight you had to understand this was a big night for Jackson basketball, just the atmosphere and everybody involved, and then to have a performance like that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we are, you know, we are used to that. You know, like you say, we every time we go somewhere, it's kind of like that, you know. And that's good in the sense that that means, like you say, you know, you're having a good year. But it's tough, too, because with teenage kids, you know, all it takes is one little momentary lapse of – and I thought that lapse tonight came just after halftime. I even told our kids at halftime, I was like, are you guys – you all right? We ready? They just didn't seem like they had – well, I thought we played a really good first half, and they just didn't seem very enthusiastic. And I thought it showed. I don't know whether we were tired or we came out, but more of it – I'm being honest with you, more of it had to do with Jackson. I mean, sometimes you got to give credit to the opponent. They just outplayed us. I mean, this is basically a 500 basketball team, like you say, on their home court in front of a big crowd. I mean, I don't know, you know, what other people expected. I expected a battle, and it was. So, you know, like I said, I'm happy for our kids. I feel bad for Max. Like you said, we've known each other a long time, but I'm happy for our kids that they found a way to get it done.
Well, Coach, we'll root for you the rest of the way.
Yeah.
You are in a tough, tough section.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every win like right now is a big thing as far as seeding goes.
Yeah.
It's that crunch time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and our sectional, I don't even know what's the best seed to get or what, you know, it's you're going to play somebody good. But we're just trying to take it one at a time. We go to another Hornets Nest Friday night in Meigs, and we have to be ready to play down there too. So
the one thing I will say is that I thought, especially in the second quarter, your transition game was extremely good.
Yeah, obviously, when we get playing fast that way, you know, that's where we're at our best. And I'd say Max probably talked about that at halftime because I thought they did a good job of slowing that down. We had a hard time getting out and running on them as easy. And when we did get a couple, we missed some shots. And so, you know, that second half was played at a pace that, you know, probably isn't best for us. But sometimes you got to win games that aren't your style, and tonight was that case.
Tournament-type game?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Matt Combs, congratulations. It's been a tremendous season, and we certainly hope it continues far down the line.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so very, very much.
Thanks.
Good luck.
We certainly want to thank Matt Combs for taking time before heading back up north to Benton County for joining us tonight. We certainly appreciate and appreciate Max Marr coming up after this. Very difficult loss tonight. And Pete Wilson is still here. You still here, Pete?
Oh, yes. I went through all the interviews. Excellent job, guys.
Well, thank you. Well, Pete, give us some final statistics.
Okay, we'll go down the individual scoring. Once again, the Vinton County Vikings survived the Jackson Ironmen tonight, 56-53.
Derek Jones and Nalen Yates with some big points at the end to pull their team out. Still, it took a in-and-out three-pointer by Cooper Donaldson for Vinton County to get out of here in regulation. For the Vikings tonight, 21 points out of Derek Jones. He not only led them, but he always seemed to have the key basket when they needed it or the key defensive play. Also had a big steal there late in the going that put Jackson behind the eight ball in that final minute. Nalen Yates ends up with 17 points. Jake Speakman had four. Tristan Bartow only 7 points tonight, but that just goes to show you how good this Vinton County team is when a guy like Bartow is held to 7 points and they're still able to win. Bryce Dameron, the big guy, had 6 points inside, and Caleb Montgomery had one. The Vikings are deep, but they mainly went with about six or seven players tonight against the Ironmen. For Jackson, what a marvelous effort by Peyton Speakman. He lists them offensively with a 21-point effort tonight. He was the one who propelled them in that turnaround third quarter when the Ironmen outscored the Vikings 22-5, and he matches Jones for individual high scoring tonight with 21 points in the shooting percentage. Can't give it to you real quick, but it was very good. Speakman didn't hit one three-pointer, but it was mainly some pull-up jumpers and baseline shots, and driving the ball a little bit, playing with a lot of confidence tonight, and being a leader out there for the Ironmen. Carson Spahn had 8 points tonight, ended up fouling out. Cooper Donaldson had 4 points. Bryce Hall quietly has an outstanding game, had a big three-pointer that tied the game up in the final 30 seconds. He had 12 points. Josh Spires off the bench with three. Blake McCoy off the bench with three. For the Vikings, 20 out of 40 from the field to 50%. Remember, though, they were 14 out of 19 at halftime, so in the second half, they're held to 6 out of 20 shooting for only 30%, and they did not get those transition buckets at all in the second half. They are 5 out of 17 from three-point land and only 11 out of 21 from the foul line. But remember, at one time they were 2 out of 10, so when the game was on the line, they did hit 9 out of their last 10 foul shots. The Ironmen were 21 out of 46 from the field, including 12 of 20 in the second half, so they got hot. Especially in that third quarter, they were 2 of 11 from three-point land. So, excuse me, they didn't do it with the long-distance shooting as they sometimes do. They were 9 out of 15 from the free-throw line. The Ironmen with a 22-21 edge in rebounding. Donaldson, the game's leading rebounder, with 8. Mr. Jones, the guard, had 6 rebounds to lead Vinton County. Turnovers, about dead even. The Vikings had 12. The Ironmen had 11. The Vikings get out of here with a 56-53 victory. They go to 15-1. The Jackson Ironmen almost pull off one of the big upsets of the year. They settle through a three-point loss. They're now 8-10.
Thank you very much, Pete Wilson. Again, the Jackson freshmen ended a three-game skid. They're now 12-3 on the season. They defeated Vinton County 45-29. Jackson Junior Varsity improved to 14-4 as they defeat the Vinton County Junior Varsity team 55-49 in a thrilling overtime game. And again, tomorrow night's girls game with Fairland has been postponed. Don't know if it's going to be made up. And we'll be with you next 1 week from tonight for the final home game of the season for the Jackson Ironmen. And, of course, Friday night, a very historic night here at Jackson High School, a night we never quite thought we would ever see, and certainly way back in the day we never thought would ever happen. But the final SUAL boys basketball game in history will be played here at Jackson High School between the Logan Chieftains and the Jackson Ironmen, ending what's been one of the most incredible eras in high school athletic leagues in the history of the state of Ohio. And then, of course, next year it's a brand-new Frontier Athletic Conference. And then next Tuesday night, 1 week from tonight, is the final regular season game. Please come out, support these Ironmen, but if not, we will have the game here on the radio, Pete Wilson, Dan Morrow, and myself. So, for Pete Wilson and Dan Morrow, this is Randy Heath reminding you once again our final score tonight in one of the finest games we've seen in such a long, long time. It was Vinton County 56 and the Jackson Ironmen 53.
And, Randy, one other thing. Once again, with all the excitement, we want to thank Bruce Knox up in Vinton County for making it possible for us to stream this game. First time a Jackson Ironmen broadcast has ever been streamed. It wouldn't have happened without Bruce stepping up to do that. He's already doing it for the Vinton County broadcast, and so we thank him very much.
And until next Tuesday night, this is Randy Heath saying good night, everyone.